Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
What's your name again, please?
My name is Miles. Like, how many miles is it from here to there?
Hi, Miles. I'm going to need a replacement part for my DB5. And let me give you my customer number first, 322-9615-0001.
Oh, again, what was that account number? I apologize.
Pardon me?
Again, what was the account number? I apologize.
322-9615-0001.
Thank you. And can you confirm the name associated with the account?
Robert Grabowski, 3717 Rain Tree Court, Palm Harbor, Florida, 34685.
And then finally, the email address.
ShareGrab@msn.com.
Okay, thank you. And I do see that your next billing date is scheduled for Friday for your DB5 build-up kits. And how can I help you today?
Well, I've got, first of all, I've got a problem. The DB5 has two gas tank covers. And they are part number 051 and 050. I got a replacement part for both of them. I ordered them because the paint on them does not match the car at all. In fact, that's the first place your eye goes to because it's darker. So I ordered two replacement caps. They came in. I had to basically take the car entirely apart to put them in, and they're still just as dark. And I know that when I bought this, there's guarantee satisfaction and so on. I'm not really satisfied because there's nothing I can do. I think they're made by a different vendor than the rest of the body is, and the paint is just different. I'm sitting there looking at it right now. It's in the car. And it's on the roof of the car or on a side panel. And that's the first thing everybody's eyes goes to. So what can I do about this?
I can try to send you out some more if you'd like.
Well, you can send me out some more, but I have a feeling it's going to be the same thing. And I was putting the front bumper on, and this is James Bond cars. They have what they call the overriders in the front that come out from the bumper, and these things are bent, so I'm going to need a new front bumper, and the part number is DB5UK002C.
Okay, let's see here. I'm just pulling up the list of items that I can reship.
Pardon me?
I'm just pulling up the list of items that I can reship out to you. And I thank you for your patience.
That's no problem.
It's still loading. The list of items. And it's still loading the list of build-up kits.
Pardon me?
The system is still loading the list of build-up kits. Yes, sir. It's quite a number of items. That's why it's taking so long.
Yes, there were 84 packages. I think 86 packages that were sent.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, if you had a good computer program, you could have typed that part number in, and it should have came up and said, hey, we can't ship it, we can ship it, whatever the two.
Oh, I understand. Okay, so which build-up kits did you need to be reshipped?
Oh, you mean which ones that I'm saying that were bit was bad?
Which, so the items, you know, I would just need to know which build-up kit numbers that you need to be reshipped.
When you call a build-up kit, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, the kit is the what the parts come in, and the magazines explain the parts that come in the kits.
Well, okay, the ones that were not the same color that I've already got, and you said you could ship them again, that would be 050. Good Lord, wait a minute. Build-up kit. Okay, I see. DB5 build-up kit 51CMC.
51, okay.
Okay, and 50C, okay.
51 and 50. And then which other one? I know you mentioned the front bumper.
The other one I have shipped would be, where is that? It would be 002C.
And the list of 2020 items didn't go back that far. So I'm going to have to show the year 2019 as well. Let's see here. I've got 50 selected and 51 is selected. And let me choose. He said the bumper was from build-up kit number 2.
Yeah, 002C.
Okay. And I have that item selected as well. So I'm going to ship out build-up kit number 002C and then
right.
050C and 051C.
Right.
Okay, Miles, excellent.
Miles, while I
yes, sir.
Got on the phone, okay, I have a very distinct feeling that 50 and 51C are going to be the same color as the other two packages, because it looks to me like the packaging is different and a different color, and the paint is a different color. And I think what it is how part of it is the car is like silver speckled, and when the paint doesn't match on these parts, it just sticks out like a sore thumb. So my question is, if 50 and 51C are the same ones that I have now, the same color, what can I do about it? Because Eagle Moss said, if you're not satisfied, you know, they guarantee it. Well, I'm not going to be satisfied, I can tell you, because everybody who's seen that is just saying, what's going on? And my wife's son, he's got one of the, I believe, Mercedes that he's putting together, and he just got his finished, and it's just perfect. You know, I mean, all the paint matches real well. Well, I had read on the Eagle Moss forum on an EB5 online that one of the problems was the paint didn't match on the different parts. So my point is, who can I talk to resolve this issue? Because I'm not happy with what I'm seeing now. And if the paint is going to be the same color, I'm not going to be happy. So what can I possibly do about this?
I'm not sure in that regards, because, I mean, what would you want to do?
Well, I mean, you know, I paid almost $1,000 for this car, this model, and putting it together, and I expected it, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful piece of work, but I expected that I wouldn't have so much problems with just the paint alone. I mean, there were other parts that came in damaged and so on. I can understand that, because this is made overseas, and you can't inspect every piece that comes in. That's just, you know, and Eagle Moss has been very good about sending replacement parts. But on this paint thing, I mean, can you imagine buying a car and the gas cap is darker than the rest of the car? What would you do?
I understand.
See my point? See my point? You'd want something done about it. So, I mean, it seems like your customer support people, and you are doing a fantastic job, and I know you have a lot of different items that you have to satisfy your customer on. But there's got to be somebody I can go above and talk to and take this off of your shoulders type thing. Because I know that you have a person called Miss Emily who's the, I don't know what her position is, but I went through this with another problem, which I said there was a modification in the car, because as the instructions and the parts they send me, one of the parts wasn't there. They no longer made it. The instructions were incorrect and so on. And Miss Emily wouldn't talk to me. She finally went through somebody else, and the customer support people said, just put it together, it'll be okay. And they were right. But there's a modification, and your paperwork didn't catch up with the modification. So my point is, I need to talk to somebody about this if the replacement parts don't work.
Oh, I understand.
And who can I talk to?
If they don't work, you could give us a call back and we could escalate the issue to management if necessary.
Well, yeah, I mean, fine. But will I be able to talk to management directly?
I don't know that you'll be able to speak with the manager directly. You may be able to speak with the supervisor, but I don't know if the manager would take the call.
I see. Okay. So when the parts, I'll have to wait for the parts to come in. I know it's right now it's snail mail. It takes forever to get them. The last part I got coming in, I believe, was 50C, and from the time it was shipped to the time I got it was like 18 days, and the part before that was a month. But that's post office problems, not you guys' problems. So the best thing I can, you know, I mean, basically to replace that part, and I was hoping it was my eyes when I was putting in it originally. I had to go through a lot of extra work. So we'll see what happens when the new parts come in, but I just have a feeling because they're made from a different vendor that it's going to be the same thing. The reason I say this, because the original part and the replacement parts were exactly the same color. Now take a look at a bright silver and make it four shades darker silver than the original silver, and that's what these are. So I say just it sticks out as a sore thumb.
Oh, I understand. Well, hopefully the parts that you get as replacement parts will be the correct color. I mean, we've got lots of people out there building this car, and this is the first time I've heard about the gas tank, you know, discoloration or not matching the rest of the car. So hopefully there are people getting those parts that are correctly painted, and when these items go out to you, you'll get the correct ones.
Well, I hope so, but how are they're painting these? Because I forgot when 50C came in as part of the original shipment. Let's say it's been, just for the sake of talking, let's say it's been 4 months ago. Well, now I get, if I remember right, the packaging, the label on the packaging, instead of being red, was black. Okay, so now the replacement part, the packaging was red, but the same color. And I think there's different vendors involved here because the people made the original body and painted it. And we've got the roof, we've got the front assembly, we've got the back assembly. They all match fairly, fairly decently. But just the gas caps, a small part, you know, I mean, they're probably less than maybe 5/8 by 5/8 squared, and they got some contraptions to hook them in the car so they open also, like the doors. And you can just, you look at it, you're saying, wow, that's terrible. And it's not representing Eagle Moss very well either. It's funny because when my wife's son saw my car, and I saw his, he said, you know, you got to do something about that. And he told me when he had a problem of some type, he was able to speak to somebody beside customer support.
I don't know of who anyone else that you'd be able to speak with.
Well, okay. I mean, there's got to be. I mean, right now you're in Alabama, right?
Yes, sir. I am in Alabama.
Right. Okay. So your customer service is located there, but is it your warehouse in Alabama too?
No, sir. The warehouse is in, I believe, Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And you've got an office also in New York, right?
Yes, sir. I'm not sure about that, honestly. I shouldn't say yes, sir, because I really don't know about being in New York.
The reason I said that is because I got an email from them in New York about 5 months ago asking me what other car I'd like to build because they were coming out with some new model cars, and they had a list of them, you know, so I knew it that you had an office there, and they were working on die-cast things. But, well, all I can do is wait to see what parts come in. So let me go through the list that you'll be sending. So it'll be 050, 051, and 002, right?
Yes, sir. And when those items do ship out, we'll send you an email with tracking information that you can use to track the package that makes its way out to your residence.
Okay. Did you say something else is being shipped?
Aside from that, your next shipment is scheduled for March 19th.
What is that? Do you know?
It looks like it would be issues. Let me see how many there are in this build-up. It looks like it'd be 87, 88, 89, and 90.
87, 88,
89, and 90.
what in the world is that? I have no idea. Oh, we'll find out when I come here. Miles, thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
You're very welcome. And it does say the collection is complete in 86 model kits, so it looks like you've already got all of them. So there is no next shipment. Huh. It has a date for March 19th for the next shipment, but you've already received all the build-up kits, so I can't imagine what else
I
would be.
I can't imagine what that is either. I mean, we'll find out.
Yes, sir. I understand. Okay.
Maybe they got something else that they're sending out. I have no idea. But so, like I said, thank you very much. You've been very helpful listening to me go on. So I'll have to take it later on to see what happens.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You have a great day and stay safe.
You too, and I thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do have a good day. You take care, stay safe, and stay healthy.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.